What it is, what it do, what's up, what's happening? This your boy, DJ Gloire, right here on Ultimate Engines. You know how we kick it, how we do it. Man, I missed you. I hope you have missed me. Another edition of the Ultimate Engines. And today, we are talking about the BMW M6 and is going head-to-head with the Mercedes-Benz AMG GLE 63S Coupe. So, we are headed for a very good topic, something that is going to grab a lot of people's attention. And basically, well, I hope you enjoy this, because definitely I believe I will, and this is going to be a very fun show. So, before we go into all of that, man, just brief background on Mercedes and BMW. I've mentioned this a lot on the show, but between Mercedes and BMW, I don't know if it's just something that we do specifically as fans and people outside, but I believe there's like great rivalry in between the cars. I'm not sure if the companies do have some rivalry in between themselves, but what I do know for a fact is that whenever we talk about BMW, whenever we talk about Mercedes-Benz, we all know that there's something in between them. There's this great competition, and I don't know if it's, like I said, I don't know if it's something that is in between the companies, but I know that we as fans create this rivalry when we talk about BMWs. I know I have my friends, one of my close friends, DJ Nash, and he's doing the What's the Topic show, and he's a BMW fan, and I'm a Mercedes-Benz fan. I don't have anything against BMW, by the way. I do like their cars, not all of them, but I like a few concepts here and there. BMW does have beautiful cars, they have beautiful concepts, their cars are awesome, but generally, I'm not a BMW fan, and I'm more of a Mercedes fan. I always say Mercedes. If you want class, go for Mercedes. If you want to play, drive a BMW. And I don't mean this in a bad way, and I'm not saying you cannot have class while driving BMW. Don't get me wrong, but BMW has that sporty edge. BMW is for adventure, and Mercedes is just for, well, Mercedes is for class, basically. So we are talking about our BMW M6M and going head-to-head with the Mercedes-Benz AMG GLE 63S Coupe. So right before we go into our main topic, we got some music lined up for you, so listen to this.
This is Given Illustrative Masilela. You're listening to Active FM. Christ music is hot music.
Oh, breaking through the haze to a brand new day. Cause my heart has been revived. I feel so
doing a handstand on a better glass with a both hand for the broke hand with my four man throwing coke can for the coke can to the mopeds to a mo glass. You beat the picture, no chance. But I won't stand, I'm real boy. Pinocchio in and the forecast, I'm focused. Don't let a brother go in. Hold the ego, amigo, why you so P.O.? Don't forget that this milk and box is no P.O. But no needle, Papito Malcolm came out with the Chico.
Man, I got my control over Debo.
Let me talk to him. Yo, you see the aim ain't the money and fame, but who's to blame but the game and the way I was raised. I put the shame on things, they got me blind, man, but now truth got me lit, turned up sideways. A lot of times, man, I hate my ways. All this and I gotta kill, Lord, break my ways. Pride pumped up, Lord, come to break my ways. Without you, there's no growth, like AI praise. Now turn up. Killing it solely for the glory, homie, giving the honor to Abba Father, my provider. Know the Alpha and Omega spirit inside of me, honestly, probably, properly shaping me up into his property. Ha! Let's get excited, what more shall I say?
I say.
Cause, bro, we gon' turn up all day.
All day.
Super Saiyan, turn up, come make. Yeah, going in for the king, turned up, insane,
sideways.
Sideways,
came in the same sideways. Hit turkey, lit sideways. Haters looking at me sideways. Sideways, sideways. I ain't tripping like 9 days. Heard they be talking sideways. Cobra, don't be rocking sideways.
Came in the same line. Came in the same line. Came in the same line. Yeah, yeah, came in the same line. Like, sideways, sideways.
Underrated, can't domesticate it. I'm able to look at the squad, elevated, stay engaged, and never take it segregated. Love it like another dog, I'm kind of racist, affidavit. It's just opposite of your faces, eyes wide, kidney babies, but you know.
medicine. I'm a lighting up your heart and your head again. Better than ever, never let us ever get that. Cause the medicine, messing with little idols, you'll be left with a deficit. Finna get it, rip it and leave, might just give it to me. I'ma need everything that my savior intended for me. If they don't think you're strange, then you know they'll be missing the key. No more offensive to me, no more offensive to me. Sideways.
You're tuned into Active FM.
So yeah, going into our topic, the 2015 BMW M6M versus 2016 Mercedes-Benz AMG GLE 63S Coupe. So basically, looking at the external features, the outside of these two brilliance, these two wonderful, beautiful cars that we have lined up today, these cars are amazing, but something that you can pick up in these cars is that they look very identical. Now, remember when the AMG GT and the BMW M6 were released, at first it was the M6 and then the AMG GT came out, and people actually made assumptions or spread rumors that Mercedes-Benz, well, this was amongst fans. I'm not exactly sure what was happening in the media around that time because I wasn't generally looking into the feud or whatever it is that was sparking up. But then generally people said that Mercedes-Benz was copying the BMW M6 design. And looking at these cars, they look rather very similar. I will not lie to you, I do not know where these companies got their concepts from and whether really or not Mercedes-Benz did copy BMW, but looking at these cars, they do have very similar features. They're almost identical. But if you know your cars and you know your brand, you can see that they're not exactly the same. I mean, yes, they do have the same shape, but the features are different. You can tell the difference that this, on one hand you have your BMW and on the other hand you have your Mercedes. Just looking at the features, they are rather very different. Obviously the style and the structure of the car are similar. I mean, these are both big cars, very presentable and very, well, very aggressive looking in a way, you know, mean. You know, when you look at this, you can tell this is a machine. This is not just any car that is before your eyes. So you want to look at these two cars, man. These cars are brilliant. Definitely a car I would drive any day. I believe nobody can resist these two cars. Just by looking at them is to die for, to fall for, should I say. Looking at these two cars, they are amazing. This is a car that you drive any day, and man, I tell you, anytime, let's say for example you stop at a gas station or you at a public space, this car is definitely an attention grabber. And I mean, not just this car, but both of these cars are attention magnets, cars that you definitely want to get yourself. These are both chick magnets, by the way. But we're gonna go into some specs of these two cars, and basically firstly I'd like to acknowledge our source. This information comes from Car and Driver. I do not get it out of my head, but this stats come from Car and Driver, and basically we're comparing both the M6 and the GLE 63S Coupe. So we're going with the prices for these two cars, and the base price for the BMW is $103,195, and for the Mercedes-Benz AMG GLE 63S Coupe, it is $110,225, and that's basically the prices for both of these cars. So the first thing that you would have picked up with these two cars is that Mercedes-Benz price is actually higher than the, well, is higher than the BMW. And generally, I would base it basically on the quality of these two brands. As you can see, really good prices but high at the same time. Obviously the price of the Mercedes-Benz is quite, so not too much, there's like a bit of a gap to make a difference, there's like a dent there, but there's actually quite some gap in between the Mercedes and the BMW's price, and you can see that the price is actually much higher than the Mercedes-Benz is much higher than the BMW's. So we're just gonna convert the prices for these cards, and we'll start off with the we're gonna start off with the price of the BMW, which, like, if you remember, it's $103,195. So we're gonna convert those dollars into South African rands, because we live in South Africa. So the price of the BMW is $103,195,000. And we're gonna convert that into rands because we in South Africa, and see how much that costs. So from South African rand to US dollars, and if you convert the price of the BMW, it costs $1,532,363 rands. So in case you wanted the price, so you can maybe order this car or buy it, for those of y'all that got the cash, that's how much our BMW M6 costs. So now we're going to convert the cost of the Mercedes-Benz AMG GLE 63S coupe. And just a minute to convert this cash. I'm converting this on the iPad, and yeah, it's not gonna take a while. You can trust Apple, by the way. So yeah, I'm just converting quickly, and there we go. Let's convert that. So going into the price for the Mercedes-Benz in South African rands is actually, so it's 1,637,116 rands. Wow, that's a lot of money. That is really a lot of money. So going back into our cars, so those are the base prices of the of both cars, and price as tested for both these cars. For the BMW, we have 114,795 and 118,610 for the AMG, and I'm not going to convert that. But going to the specs of the car, length for both these cars, so for the BMW, you have 193.8 inches and 193.6 inches for the AMG. And as for width of the car, you have 78.3 inches, and for the AMG, it's 78.9 inches. So, as to repeat again, is for the BMW, 78.3 inches, and for the AMG, 78.9 inches. The heights of both these cars, for the BMW, is 66.5 inches, and for the Mercedes, is 67.7 inches. And the wheelbase is 115.5 inches, and for the Mercedes, 114.8 inches. So, something that we've picked up here so far from these stats, from the specs of both these cars, is actually that, if you notice, is that in size, the Mercedes appears to be bigger. The only thing that the BMW beats the Mercedes on with those specs is actually in wheelbase. And with the rest of the stuff, Mercedes is actually dominating. So we're just gonna go and carry on with the stats. So the front track of the BMW, 65.6 inches, and for the Mercedes, 65.2 inches, which is, and the rear track is for the BMW, 65.6, and for the Mercedes, 67.1. The interior volume, which is obviously the space inside of the car, so for the front of the car in the interior is 56 cubic feet in the front, and in the back is 45 cubic feet, and that's for the BMW. For the front of the Mercedes is 52 cubic feet, and for the back is 46 cubic feet. So the Mercedes has a rather larger rear side than the BMW, and smaller front end than the BMW on the interior. And for the cargo behind, the front of the cargo is 60 cubic feet, and the rear is 27 cubic feet, and that's for the BMW. And for the front of the Mercedes, 61 cubic feet and 23 cubic feet at the rear, which is for the AMG. And for towing, in case you wanted to know how heavy both these cars are, the maximum amount for the BMW is 6,000 pounds. And for the Mercedes is 7,198 pounds. Wow, the Mercedes is definitely... Oh, the Mercedes is way heavier than the BMW. And if we go into the engine base and basically the powertrain, yes, when we go into the powertrain, the engine for the BMW consists of twin turbocharged DOHC 32 valve V8 268 cu in, and that's how our BMW's engine is looking like. And for the Mercedes is also twin turbocharged DOHC 32 valve, also contains a V8 engine and is 33 cu in. And the power, the horsepower for both of these cars, for the BMW you have 567 at 5,567 horsepower, and for the Mercedes you have 577 horsepower. So the Mercedes Benz beats the BMW with horsepower. And for the torque lift in pounds, basically is 553 for the BMW, 561 for the Mercedes. And the fuel cutoff for both of these cars, so you have 7,000 RPMs for the BMW and 6,350 RPMs for the Mercedes. As in terms of the driveline, the transmission for both of these cars, the BMW has an awesome 8-speed automatic gear shift, as for the Mercedes has 7 speeds. Driven wheels for both cars is also, they both have all-wheel drive. So the meters per hour per 1,000 RPMs for both of these cars is 3.20 RPMs and 88.2 RPMs, and for the Mercedes is 2.86 to 85. The maximum per hour is 2.14 to 12.2, and for the Mercedes is 1.92 to 12.6. So moving on to the chassis, the suspension for the BMW is multi-link coil springs anti-roll bar, and for the rear is multi-link air springs anti-roll bar. For the Mercedes, the front end has control arms, air springs, anti-roll bar. The rear has multi-link air springs, anti-roll bar. No, that was wrong. So move for the brakes, you have 15.6 inch vented cross drill disc for the front, and rear has 15.2 vented cross drill disc for the BMW, and for the front of the Mercedes 15.4 inch vented cross drill groove disc, and for the rear is 13.6 inch vented cross drilled groove disc. And stability control for both cars, the BMW is fully defeatable. Competition mode has competition mode and launch control, and for the Mercedes, well, we just have partially defeatable. For the tires, the BMW uses Michelin Pilot Super Sport, and for the front end it has 285 to 35 ZR21, and the Mercedes-Benz uses Continental Conti Sport Contact 5P. And that is our basic specs for both of these cars. These are both great, amazing cars, and cars you really want to look at, so don't miss out. There's a lot of things that basically I'd like to share with you on these cars, but unfortunately time has its back on us. So just quick last brief specs for both of these cars. So going on for the acceleration of both of these cars, from 0 to 30 meters per hour, the BMW goes for 1.4 seconds and the Mercedes is 1.5 seconds. From 0 to 60, the BMW is at 3.7 seconds and the Mercedes is at 3.9. From 0 to 100, the BMW is at 9.0 seconds and the Mercedes is at 9.8. From 0 to 150, the BMW is at 24.5 and the Mercedes at 27.1. At quarter mile per hour, the BMW is at 12.1 seconds and the Mercedes is at 12.5. From rolling start 5 to 60 meters per hour, the BMW is 4.4 seconds and the Mercedes is 4.5 seconds. And at top gear from 30 to 50 meters per hour, the BMW is 2.6 seconds and the Mercedes 2.5. From top gear 50 to 70, the BMW is 3.0 seconds and the Mercedes is 3.2 seconds. And for our final specs for both of these cars, the top speeds of both of these cars with the chassis, top speed of these of both of these cars is actually 160 meters per hour. So that's amazing. As much as the BMW is faster than the Mercedes is in acceleration, they both have the same speeds. So that's it for our topic today. I hope you enjoyed this. I really loved time with you, spending time with you on the booth, in the booth, I mean. And it is really awesome talking about cars. And by the way, guys, we'll be introducing new concepts to Active FM and specifically to the Ultimate Engine Show. Unfortunately, we're running out of resources and stuff like that, so we might not no longer have the Ultimate Engine Show, or maybe it will be running from time to time, just, you know, for our car lovers. But we will be introducing a video gaming show. But to my fan out there, to you who's listening, we're ending the show, so I hope you stay blessed. Signing out. So before I leave, your social media pages, you can catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777, on Facebook /ActiveFM, and on Twitter at ActiveFM. You can catch us on Google Podcasts, on Apple iPhone Podcast. You can catch us on every social platform. You can catch us on Ayano.fm and download our shows, listen to them, share. This is your boy DJ Gloire signing out, and peace, y'all.
Jesus was dead.
The exceptional new Act of Worship album, As Above, So Below, is out. Get your very own copy on iTunes.
The resurrection is what we live for, restoring people back to miracles unfolding, magnificent.
Also available on Spotify, Deezer, Apple Music, and so much more.
Urgency seeking you, the world.
But don't